Hello, PHCC. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 23, the final episode of PHCC Rocks. And this is a podcast highlighting some of the great things happening all over America related to the National Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors Association. I'm your host, Joel Long, and we are coming to you today in the final episode from Gastonia, North Carolina, and the great state of Indiana. South Bend and Beech Grove, is that right?
That's correct.
And Beech Grove is south of
Indianapolis.
Okay, so we're not saying Indianapolis, we're saying Beech Grove. And guys, we're doing this podcast. We've done it all year because we believe in the importance of PHCC and our chapters. But I'm going to tell you today, I'm really excited because of the volunteers we have. These two volunteers. And if you don't know them, you're getting ready to know some incredible pieces of information about two of the leaders in our association who are both really quiet. Well, one of them is anyway. But they're quiet leaders that just take charge and get things done. And, man, that's a breath of fresh air. And it's really good to have Dave Frame, who's our president-elect, and his secretary, Laura Cirillo Benedict, from the great state of Indiana. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Laura, I need to tell you that Dave, as usual, when he said he was going to try to get you on there, I was glad because we knew the IQ was going to double getting you on this thing anyway, so that was perfect. So Dave and I were
more listeners too.
Yeah, we were worried about what we were going to talk about. So that's really good to have you. But listen, great, and thank you. And Dave, by the way, you're my favorite PHCC member currently. We're about 2 weeks out from the transfer. Wow. The transfer. And so you're no, that's right. Everybody knows. But listen, guys, I like to start these things, and this one's definitely the same. Everybody wants to hear about you guys. So tell us about yourself, maybe your business, and give us some of your background on how you ended up at PHCC.
Laura, after you.
Sure. I am the president of Cirillo Plumbing, and I am a third generation plumbing contractor. My grandfather started our business in 1952, and I've been president and owner for, probably 12 years now. Mm-hmm. So I always thought I wanted to be an accountant, and in a way, I still am.
Yeah.
My dad asked me to go to lunch one time. I was 21. I was in college. I was working for a manufacturing company. I was doing the books and the whole bit, and he took me to lunch one day, and he said, "Have you ever thought about going into the family business?" And I said, "Not really." And he said, "Well, you're kind of bossy." And I was like, "I am kind of bossy."
I've never noticed that.
You never noticed?
Me neither. No, me neither.
And I hide it well. So that's what he asked. And I thought, you know what? I enjoy the numbers side of business. I enjoy business, and it could be anything. I'm very grateful and glad that it's plumbing. Yeah. Because in my opinion, there are no better people in the world than people in this industry. So I'm very proud that I took the chance, and here I am. I've been in the business now for 27 years and a PHCC member since day one for me. My
Have
dad
you?
Was very, very active.
He was already in the business.
Yeah.
Give us his name.
Bill Cirillo.
Okay. Well, I think sometimes I like to know that because I just think sometimes we don't connect those dots as third generation guys. And you and I have a lot in common because we think we're the third generation that's going to kill the business. So, we have talked about that several times.
So far, so good.
I'm well on my way. But anyway, that's another. thanks for that info. The numbers don't add up though, Laura, right? You said he took you to lunch when you were 25. No, it was 21.
21,
and then you've been there. So those numbers don't add up. There we go. Okay, I'm trying to help. Okay, well, thanks for that. All right, Mr. Frame.
Well, I'm going to give no numbers because I don't like to be corrected.
here we go.
Well, we're a fourth generation. I'm the third. My son Tyler is the president of our company. My daughter is the vice president. I'm the CEO of Bob Frame Plumbing Services out of South Bend, Indiana. We're mostly a service company, plumbing. We don't do any HVAC. I wish we did. I wish we knew more about it and had the talent to do it. But our expertise is in service. We're kind of a hybrid company. We got back trucks, we got camera trucks, we do lateral lining, things of that, just niche markets is what we're after. And I guess the really neat thing about that is the other people in our association utilize our markets, our niche markets. And since we don't do HVAC, I push that right back to them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And if we have overflow, I mean, our PHCC association, I'm sure it's the same way in North Carolina and everywhere else. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You can just flow it back and forth. But I got to tell you, when I was young, like Laura was saying, probably getting into the plumbing field was the last thing I wanted to do. I helped my dad a lot during the summers in high school. And I started work at an excavating company and I loved it there. The owner became like a second dad to me. And he finally sat me down and basically said, you really got to think this out. We love you here, but you got a golden opportunity at your dad's. And I listened to him. Yeah. So I went and got in the apprenticeship, went through it. And here I am today at 64. It went quick.
Yeah, you know, it does go quick. And yeah, 60, yeah. 64 is not as old as it used to be, is it?
It depends what day it is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did. Renee and I did some yard work this week, Sunday, and yesterday morning, I'm like, oh, we're shooting this on Wednesday. And Tuesday morning, I rolled out of bed. It was terrible. Well, you know, I know you mentioned it a little bit, but give me, we didn't really have this as a question, but if you can, give me some people a snapshot of your involvement in Indiana that led you to, you know, want to become president. If you wanted to, you may not have wanted to, but if you, that kind of led you down this road, you know,
to be, yeah, towards the national,
yeah,
you're talking about.
Yeah.
Even state, it started like state. I really had no intention to go through the chairs. I didn't have that plan. But one of our members took me to my first meeting downstate. We went down to Indianapolis, went through it. I met a lot of people. I went again with them and again, and just got more involved and got really tied in with the people and loved the people. Mm-hmm. I loved the networking, how everybody was just so open to help each other.
Yeah.
And so years went by and I was asked to be a secretary. I think it was maybe 10 years back for national, and my company wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. And I guess that's really important that you know that when you go into that step that you're ready for it, but also your company's got to be ready.
I think that's a big key. It is.
Yeah. And our company was when I was asked by you to run for vice president. And so, Joel, I do have a stack of receipts I need to give you, though. But besides that, no, I really appreciate you trusting me and wanting me to be involved.
Well, I thought I knew who you'd ask to be your secretary. That's why. That's really the only reason.
That's what I figured.
So, Laura, I mean, what? Why did you, you know, Dave immediately told me who he was going to ask. I mean, he did. He was like, I know who I'm going to ask for my secretary. And so why did you say yes? Yeah, tell us that story. Why would you say yes to something like that?
Look at him. How could you say no?
You felt sorry for him.
I did. I was like, he's hanging himself out there to dry.
This old man's going to need some help. That's right.
My wife says the same thing. Yeah,
that's right.
No, truly, Dave and I have been friends for a really long time, and we've been active in the association together. We've worked together several times. In my opinion, there's nobody I'd rather work with. Dave is someone who can, he's a collaborator. That's what he does. What he does best is he brings out the talent in you and matches it with talent in others. And I mean, that's a gift. So working with Dave is always fun. I mean, I tease him probably more than you do, Joel.
Yeah, okay, good.
And he's, you know, just a good guy. But truly, I believe in what he believes in. And rarely do we have a difference of opinion. And if we do, we voice it to each other. And I just think he's fantastic to work with.
Yeah, well, he is. And I wanted to ask that question in conjunction with the same question: what has PHCC done for you guys in your business, in your life? Because see, you know, I'm gonna leave that with me. You know, as you get into it a little bit more and you get involved more with national or at the state level, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you pick up from a business standpoint, but then there's so many people along the way that have lifted me up in my business to, you know, a lot of times to help me not make their mistakes, or to give me advice maybe when I don't want it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of times when somebody will tell you the truth that other people will not. And so I just, it, you know, listening to you, Laura, over the, you know, the last couple of years as we've gotten to know each other, and then a lot of time with Dave, you know, I think you guys have a very similar view as a lot of leaders, that it's beyond the seminars and the, it's way, it's such a personal improvement in your life. So, I mean, talk about what it's done, you know, if you can, on that level some.
Well,
go ahead, Laura.
I could speak to that. In fact, I just gave a speech. I was asked to speak for the Indianapolis PHCC, and I was the keynote speaker. And my speech was about why this industry is so amazing.
Oh, wow.
And it really is because of the connections. Yeah. I used to do a charity. I used to run a charity group for Huntington's disease. Most people have never heard of Huntington's disease. But the biggest donors and the people that would donate to the silent auction and buy from the silent auction were all plumbers. And it wasn't necessarily because they knew the disease, and they certainly didn't know anyone who was affected, but they believed in me and they believed in what I believe in, and they just wanted to be supportive. And I mean, that's grateful. I'm just grateful. My shop was hit by a tornado probably, gosh, 15 years ago now. The very first phone call that I got was from a fellow contractor in PHCC. And he said, I heard it hit Beech Grove. I heard it was a direct hit. Are you okay? Do you need trucks? Do you need tools? What do you need?
Yeah.
Immediately. And it's just, you can't get that just anywhere. Yeah. You just can't. It's what makes it special.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when we had our guys shot, and I've shared the story some, and we had a contractor from Ohio that knew my brother, that had gotten two of his, he had gone out like 2 days after it happened, 3 days, and asked for volunteers to come to North Carolina and work for us until we got straightened out, and he was going to pay them. And I mean, and you know, who does that? Well, air conditioning and plumbing contractors, that's the kind of stuff they do every day. Right. So yes, you're right about that. So Mr. Frame, you got anything to add to that? It's hard to follow that, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you what, but yeah, I think I can follow with this one, believe it or not. It's probably been 20 some years ago, Laura. We had a bookkeeper that had been with us a long time, key personnel, had a medical situation, and that was it. That was our last day of working. And we were basically lost on that bookkeeping side and also in our software in Aquin. Laura calls up from Indy. I think she had her bags already packed. She says, I'm coming, Dave. If you need me up there, I'll do whatever I can. I mean, that's the outreach of our association and the people who are involved. A local contractor, same thing. Yeah. Sheila Niskotsky, I mean, she's a competitor, right? We do the same things. And a phone call, she came over to our office. She had the same software, went in and spent time with us. I mean, that's the amazing thing, where people get it. Yeah. You know, that this, it's more than just business, you know? So it's a great thing, our association, everybody comes together.
So if you somebody that's not in the association and you're watching this, or you are, you know, get more involved, because it builds your life and your family and your business in a very collaborative way all the time, you know, and I hear that over and over and over again. So that's great. That's good. That's an incredible story. So you're going to, so the payback this year is you're going to get to be a secretary. And anyway,
well, anything for Joni.
There you go. Now we're talking. Is she real? I've only seen her once. Anyway. So let's switch gears. You know, so Dave, man, this is a hard question. I think this is really hard, but, being in this position a year ago, give us a snapshot of your focus on this coming year as the president. And, you know, if you can, because, you know, it's not necessarily easy, but besides straightening out all the mess that I put you into this year, and fixing all that, you know, what are you going to be focused on? Do you know?
Yeah, and Joel, I got to confess, me and Laura had a plan that every question you asked, we were going to refer it back and forth and just say we don't have a good answer.
That's great.
But we don't want to waste anybody's time. So, you know, Joel, I'm going to stick to the strategic plan. That's why it's there, yeah. 5-year plan. That way the staff, they don't get a new direction every time a president comes
in. Yeah,
out.
That's important.
The same thing with the membership. They know the path we're going, and we're going to stay on membership, public awareness, the workforce. And I'm member resources. I'm really excited about the HVAC that's getting standard up on the training.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have that, but I am so excited for that because I've listened to people talk over the years and, you know, PHCC, that's heating and cooling too. And they really had a little bit of a right to say that because the training wasn't there,
yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And now we're going to deliver and it needs to be. So I think that's huge. I really do.
Well, and do you have any idea what he's has he actually asked you to do anything yet, Laura?
He asked me to be here today.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
strike one.
Number one.
Strike one. But Dave, you know, the other thing, well, I'm glad you said it that way with the strategic plan, because you know, we got to be really careful as volunteers, and I had to watch it, you know, that we get our personal thing. You know, we have this personal view of what we're going to do, and that's really not what it's about. It's about continuing the momentum, continuing the direction, adapting to what's happening. You know, we had all this COVID stuff, and Hunter, Hunter especially, I thought and Jonathan Moore getting us through that. So, you know, things happen that shift, but following that strategic plan is huge. And so I'm sure that's going to be a major part. And then the president gets to really choose the theme of Connect when you're coming in. And when I saw that you had said, I think constructive collaboration is the theme of Connect. Man, Laura, you already said it. I mean, that's what he does.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a really good transition. So do you want to talk about what that means to you?
Yeah, I do. And I want to start off saying about what your theme, I mean, that I'm tailing in on the positive leadership. Joel, you live that every day. We've seen it. And actually, my wife, Joan, says you need to hang around with Joel more often because, you know, Joel is positive every day. You might
talk to Renee. Don't talk to Renee. But
or anybody
around him. Well, thank you.
You truly have helped me with that, believe it or not. And a lot of people might not tell you, but I just started thinking, what better way than to start everybody in a positive attitude during the day than going in with a negative? And what are you going to expect, you know, everybody with a poor attitude that day, and you're the one to blame? But the collaboration, I do love that. Networking is kind of a little shorter word that I've used forever, and I love it. I love bringing people together with talents. That's what I've done my whole life. My mom used to call me Tom Sawyer because, man, I would just bring people over and help mow the grass.
Oh, wow.
even though this is a little different, I'm surrounding myself around a lot smarter people that I'm gathering in than me. And I believe if you see someone that really knows a job, knows a task, and they're good at it, you need to bring them in. Don't try to tackle it yourself. If there's someone else out there that knows it and they're good at it, try to bring them in as a team player and go from there. And that's kind of how I've worked my whole life. But the collaboration, I really want to reach out to the manufacturers, our corporate sponsors, our partners, manufacturer reps, all of them, just get them all a little tighter with us. And also the other associations.
Yeah.
I mean, there is so many out there, you know, NUCA, MCA, get things that we're all trying to reinvent the same thing and communicate and try to work together so it's not so hard. But that's kind of my goal that I'd like to work on.
Okay, so using the strategic plan to build better partnerships and collaboration all across the industry, that's pretty big stuff. Man, that sounds so much like you, though, with what I know about hanging around smart people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've seen that with you already in the last couple of years about how you edify everybody. You know, I don't know if you even realize that you see value in everybody. One of my favorite philosophies that I've learned over the years is, you know, if you approach people in the format, in the thought process, that every single man or woman is better at something than you are. You know, it all of a sudden it becomes very humbling. No matter what situation somebody around you may be in, they're smarter than you on some things. And right. You know, and man, when you start looking for that, when people, it really helps in that collaboration, because then you quit looking for the bad things. You know, you quit looking for their weaknesses and look for the strength. Right. So that's what I heard. So that's what you're going to do this year. Laura, I'm sorry, man. You're going to be so busy.
I've already started with Laura. That's harder person to start with here.
So yeah.
It's working.
And I did too. Rick Whitaker. I'm not going to say anyway.
There we go.
And yeah, everybody's going to get to know Rick a lot better in the next couple of years, I hope. And they're going to learn a lot about him too, which is just, there's probably nobody more dedicated to our industry from North Carolina in the last 20 years than Rick Whitaker. And he quietly just keeps doing it. They're going to love that.
Great person.
Yeah. Okay. So let's switch gear. I'm sorry. Anything you want to add, Laura?
No, I'm here to support Dave. Obviously I see life the same way that he does. I'm not afraid to speak up. I'm not afraid to voice my opinion, but I really think that Dave is just such a strong driver. And if he sets out for a goal, he gets it.
Yeah, that's good. I can't wait. October 7th, 6:15. just kidding. So let's switch gears a minute. The other thing that that I've seen and love is talk about stuff that other people don't know about you. Tell us something that nobody knows.
Go ahead, Laura.
Well, my goal is to do a half marathon in every state.
Oh yeah,
So my best friend and I decided to do that. Before it sounds really impressive, I speed walk. I run only when chased, and so far that hasn't happened. The medal's the same whether you run or walk, and yeah. I will be doing state number 30 Sunday in New Jersey.
No kidding. Man, that 13.1 is so miles. 30 states you've done half marathons?
I have.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah. It's really just an excuse to see the country and travel. And, I have to hydrate, so I need to drink some wine and have some good dinner before,
Oh, okay. So it's a party. It's a party and in between. Okay. I like that. I can do that.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Frame.
Yeah, I'm not real exciting. I mean, my biggest hobby, I think when I was interviewed, I don't know, one of the magazines, they want to know your hobby, what you do. And I guess if mowing grass is a hobby, man, I'm good at it. About 6, 7, 8 acres. And that's about the excitement with me. My biggest thing that I do is I spend a lot of time with my two granddaughters.
Oh, okay.
Love it. Wednesday, I get to take one to school. And that 9 to 10 minutes of just me and her time waiting for the doors to open at school are precious. And I do whatever I can to make that Wednesday that morning. So that's kind of neat. And what also is kind of neat is when you have grandkids, you get to spend, I almost think, a lot more time than you got to with your kids. You're busy making that business go and trying to build it, and you miss some things. Where with the grandkids, now we're at a point in our life that we can do it.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. So that's what I end up doing mostly in my time.
Yeah, cutting grass is therapy for me. I mean,
cutting grass. You need some therapy in Indiana. I got plenty of it for you to do.
Renee and I just moved into a new house, and it's in a it's neighborhood and all this stuff. And we used to live out in the country, and she's asked me like 6 times, "Are you getting rid of your riding lawnmower? No. Are you getting rid of your trailer? No. I mean, it's no. I'm just keeping all that stuff, so I'm just gonna drive around. Anyway, I don't care. Well, that's interesting. Both of those are interesting, because one of the most interesting things that I've heard this year when you add it all up is how similar a lot of those kind of stories are. We there's all these things going on, and almost always there's pieces and parts, like Laura talks about, where somebody's doing something like the half marathons, where it's something they love and they're making these efforts to go do things. But man, she's doing it the way she wants to, too. We're having some wine and drink, and then the way you lit up talking about that. And so that personal thing really matters in our lives. And, when you're really successful with the partnerships with all these other PHCC people or whatever, you have time, and it's really important to focus on these other pieces. Like, you know, Dave, you're talking about, you know, your grandkids and all that. You're really talking about family time and balance and all that. And that's
a tough thing. I mean, and I don't know if it is for our members out there, but
it is.
That's something I learned that I had to start putting it on my calendar.
Yeah.
Or I'd work right through it, especially when I was younger. Laura's age, I mean, Saturday, Sundays, and I loved doing it.
Yeah.
I loved being at my office and just organizing and doing things. And I wish at a younger age, I really would have started looking at the calendar and started marking off, hey, weekends or Sundays, whatever, Saturdays, you need to be doing that.
So that's going back to, if you could go back and give your 20-year-old self some advice.
Yes.
That would be one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably tell myself, give myself a raise back then too.
That's right. Hindsight. We all do that too. You know, last week I was with our CCA group in Austin, Texas, and one of the younger guys, we were eating dinner, and he asked the exact same question, Dave. I've got two kids under 2 years old. I'm juggling running this business. I mean, he goes, how did y'all do it? And I started laughing. I mean, because, you know, we all face that thing. He's, I'm trying to cut grass. He actually was talking about cutting grass all the time. And he's from Tennessee. But, you know, I think we all face those issues. And that's a great way to get help, is find other people that are fighting the same kind of battle. So that's great. Laura, what about you, your 20-year-old self? 3 years ago, what would you have told yourself?
I probably would have said, don't sit next to Dave Frame at that meeting.
I'd have a lot of free time if I didn't sit beside Dave. That's great.
That'll probably be contagious. Yeah. Everybody will say that.
Find better people to sit beside. That's right. Find less motivated people to sit beside. That's right.
Right. I had no idea. I would tell myself, don't sweat the petty stuff. I mean, really. I think in this industry, if you have a thick skin and a short memory, you're going to live longer. And that's something, unfortunately, that comes with age and experience. And I try to instill that in my daughters. I have two daughters, and I tell them all the time, you just have to have a thick skin and a short memory.
Yeah, I think one of mine would have been listen to older people earlier, literally listen to experienced people. My dad used to walk in my office and go, I was 4 or 5 years into our business, and I thought I was doing a lot, and, you know, something little would be, and he'd go, what is that? There's no sharks swimming around. Nobody's going to eat you. You're going to go home. It's okay. I mean, you know, that sounds easy, but at the time. So, yeah, okay, those are great. Anything else?
You know, Joel, you said CCA. Mm-hmm. I knew what you meant this time, because I had Mark send me the list of acronyms.
Oh, okay.
It's four pages of National PHC.
You know, we are bad about that.
Now I'm starting to understand the language. You know, the first year when I sat there quiet, didn't say a thing. I basically didn't know
what word said that. What is CCA? What does CCA stand for?
Yeah, the CCA is Construction Contractors Alliance.
If you're watching this, we need about four more members. So thank you. You know, that is actually a good point. Get it? You know, the different groups in PHCC is really where people get connected, and that group specifically, along with a lot of other things, has changed our business. I was with 25 business owners for 3 days, and just listening to, you know, part of it was therapy, but just the specifics. I bet I've gotten 10 emails following that meeting on things to do, you know, things that we're asking each other, and just a way to get better. And yeah, they just see the world in so many high level ways. It's pretty amazing. So, all right. Last thing, favorite dessert, man. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question before the dessert. With your reign as president, what advice can you give me going in? What piece would you tell me, Dave, you know, this is something either you need to continue on, or this is, you know, something we really got to spend special attention on? Anything?
You need to do these podcasts every, you know, I'm just kidding. You know, I think you're on the right. You're already on the right track. I don't know that me giving you advice, Dave. Your constructive collaboration is the way you think about that. You and I are already so close in how we think about the people and the contractors and what's important. That to me, that's what you're going to do. You're gonna make sure every day that, you know, the contractors are trying to get value out of the association, and the association, you're just going to try to make it better every day. That's what I would do. I try to get it, try to help the association get just a little bit better every day when you're president, and listen to people all over the country, and then try to take some small actions. You're already on it about the strategic plan. I would hit the ground running October 8th. Okay. Don't wait on anybody else. Don't. Hunter gave me some great advice that he kind of got to October, got to the swearing in ceremony, and then the next morning was like, oh wow, what am I going to do? And so with that advice, I would have the first 3 or 4 months laid out with what you want to accomplish, just in try to get moving on it. And because the staff is incredible, and they're going to do everything they can to help you. But if they don't know what to do, they're going to keep doing exactly what they're already doing, you know.
Right.
And then I'd ask for help, man. Ask, you know, go all over the country as much as you can and get other people to help you and have fun. You know, I had a ton of fun all over the country, and people were, you know, meeting people all over the country was just, I think I'm going to look back in a couple of years. I probably actually don't appreciate it as much as I should right now, because it's kind of a whirlwind, you know, and it goes fast, but just appreciate it. Because people, you know, Texas, you know, Maine, I went to Maine and Texas. That's about as opposite as you can be. And the people were identical, and their mission was identical, and they treated us like gold, and they laughed at us for how we talked and whatever. And it was just, you know, it was a lot of fun, a lot of great people. So I don't know if that helps you at all, but.
Yeah, it does. And talking about good people, the people in North Carolina, when we had our strategic plan at your house, man, I've never had people open a door like that and just welcome you in as family, as far as your wife, Renee, and just everybody. Rick and Bonnie and everybody you introduced me there to. I mean, it just, I'm really looking forward to going back to North Carolina.
Well, come on, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. It's got a couple of weeks.
That'll be fun.
Well, thank you. And make it your own, you know, every year's different, you know, and make the problem small, man. That's, you know, make the problem small and the good things big. It'll be fun, and make Laura do everything.
That was kind of the plan.
Right. Well,
I wasn't verbally going to say it out loud right now. It's a little early.
All right. Well, let's skip the dessert thing. I've already had dessert. So we spoke, you know, I heard you earlier talking about partners and manufacturers and distributors and how important they are to our success. And they are. And I think we're a contractor organization. You know, that's what we are. We're a contractor organization. Right. But making sure we understand those partners, and you know, that kind of leads me to another question. What do you think is our responsibility to them as contractors and an association? I mean, what's our responsibility?
I think our responsibility to them is good communication with them, continual communication.
Yeah.
And if you have a sponsor, my thought, Dave Frame's thought right now, if you have a sponsor, to give them time to get in front of some of our membership. I think that's due to them also. I mean, and our sponsors, I tell you what, where I see the value, we're in a service company. So it's not so much the value of what the price is, okay, on that item. It's how are you going to back it when there's a problem? There's always a problem one day.
Yeah.
And how are you going to back it so it's so smooth for my customer, there's no problems that I'm ever going to lose them? I mean, that's what it's about. And the training you're going to offer. And that's what they bring to the house. The suppliers bring training, back the product. That's huge. That's a great partner for us in PHCC when we have that backing.
Well, and I think the partnership, too, of making sure that we look for win-wins for the for our partners. You know, it's not a one-sided affair where, you know, they support us. And it's got to be a win-win. And I think often we want it to be a win-win as long as it's 90%. I hear often it's 90% on our side is the win. And, you know, it's not really a win-win. We need, because if our suppliers and our partners aren't really, really strong, like to your point, they're not going to be there when we have a problem. And
not going to be able to afford to do training for you and back the product. So you're exactly right, Joel. It's got to be a two-way street. Yeah. I think that's how we all are in life. It's like treat them how you want to be treated. And same thing with our corporate sponsors and our partners. I tell you what, I'm always worried that they're bringing value to me. And my biggest worry is, am I giving some value back to
them? Oh yeah.
You know, that's usually where I sit going, hey, to continue this partnership, I got to make sure that there's something coming back. But that's usually the biggest worry.
Well, it's like Milwaukee Tool. I mean, my God. Yeah. We had an apprentice in here the other day, and I walked in, and you know, we were getting him started in orientation. And, you know, he had the red bag and the Milwaukee bag and all these Milwaukee, and red, and everything was, you know, of course it was NC State red. So, but you know, I had seen him when he came in the door that morning. I saw him that when he came in the door that morning, he looked like he was about 6 inches taller when he had all his other stuff, you know, with him. And so I think building those kind of partnerships where you stay consistent, I mean, I can get a tape measure cheaper somewhere else. You know, but it's not about that.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. Okay. And then I guess anything, Laura, you got, I mean, you don't have any thoughts. Being a female plumber, it's hard to get a response from you.
She's also a black belt in karate.
I know. I've heard. She explained that to me one time. I know.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree. I mean, your sponsors, your manufacturers, reps, I mean, they are business owners like we are as well. They have the same things that they have to face. So sometimes I feel like I learn more from them than I do even my fellow contractors, because it's a voice that I don't typically get the chance to hear. And I'm very grateful for that.
In a different perspective.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm tired. And Laura and I've talked about this a couple of times. I am getting ready to step in. And sorry, Dave, I'm screwing. I'm going to mess up your presidency. You know, I have a bone to pick when we focus on that we have good female plumbers or good female technicians or good female. I'm sick of it. It's we've got a technician here who terrifies all of our guys because she's good. It has nothing to do with her being female. And I'm sick of having that conversation. And I think you, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but you know, you're not a good female business owner. I don't think. I think you're a good business owner.
She's a great business owner.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all scared of you anyway. So that's all good.
We are.
That's my husband.
That's exactly right. Oh, I've met him. I know. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I heard a lot of yes, ma'ams. That's right. So, Dave, what do you think? You know, we need to be really strong. PACC has got to be really strong going into the future for our partners, for our association, and all these things. What do you think are maybe the two or three most important pieces of the strategic plan, you know, that we've got to really focus on? Have you gotten into that enough?
Well, Joel, I think you know it, and I think the membership. You got to keep your membership. You got to retain that membership. They're shooting for 90% as a minimum, and we're real close to that.
Yeah.
And that's, we got to keep our eye on that. I think the great thing is, you know, doing a top five or top 10 things we got to watch year to year and see how they move. Some might go from six to our top risk that we really got to watch. I'd really like to have that set up, but I think the membership is something we really got to concentrate on, but the member resources, we got to keep that value out there for our members. If you're going to build the membership, what's the value? You know, why am I a member? So those two go in hand, I think.
Okay.
So those are the two I think we really need to keep an eye on.
Okay.
What do you think, Laura? What's your thought on that?
No, I also agree. I mean, it's membership, right? So everything else kind of falls under that. So it's serving the contractor. If you serve the contractor well, your membership grows, and then you add more HVAC and everything else. So you're enticing people to belong. And to me, PHCC, even from my earliest days, had always been more than I expected.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it. You got to look for that. Also, you got to look for that value and how it can fit in, you know, your company. So, yeah. You know, with that too, I think, you know, being a year into the new strategic plan and then the last one, we really have refocused. The staff and everyone over the last 6-7 years has refocused the association to also be member-centric you know, and we talked about it a lot, but also state association centric. You know, one of our big, and I think we're over that hump in most ways where national is really understands that the state associations being strong leads
who's
to
the largest state. I was curious.
Texas. Yeah. Geographically Texas.
Oh, geographically.
No, membership. Yeah. I'm curious on that one too.
I'm not sure. I've not heard much about that. I don't really
you
know.
You haven't, huh?
No.
I think that says Indiana.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good thing you brought that up, Laura.
Thank you.
God, I'm glad I like Laura. And then what was I talking to say? It doesn't take much to get me sideways at this point. My brain is mush at this point. But, but and I tell you what, let's use that. You know, what Brenda Dant was doing with her young rising leaders thing, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because we were paying so much attention over the last couple of years and she was giving us so much feedback, and then Virginia was doing something similar, and then you had three or four other states. All of a sudden, we got this national program because we were listening and we were understanding that, you know, a lot of the greatest ideas come from the states. And, you know, I like that it is just like the United States. It's we need to be testing things in the states, and then what goes well, we try to copy it at national and do all these things, and then we'll find better avenues. And then if we support the states, we gain members, you know, especially in Indiana. I mean, we really, right?
That's it.
But, I mean, and you guys have that same philosophy, I think.
Yeah, we do, and we Laura, I mean, if you even want to talk about, you know, what's coming up this week with our young leadership.
Sure. So tomorrow night we have a meet and greet from 6 to 8 at a brewery and just north of Indy. And so everyone will come into town and just kind of have a good time and unwind and just talk. And then on Friday, I think it starts at 8, ends at 2, but it's really designed to inspire. This is our second go round of this format, and we have two incredible dynamic speakers, and you'll leave inspired. Yeah. I am bringing with me more people than I did last year, when you dig deep in the company, the feedback that my people that went last year had was that it was well worth their time, that they actually came back energized and ready to go and inspired again. And sometimes we lose that when you're in doing the day to day.
Yeah.
It's hard to be.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think, you know, everything I heard last year from you guys about how it went inspired us at National to have this event at Connect on the 7th. And, you know, and it's going to be smaller than we want, you know, but it's really a building thing. Cause I think, you know, Brenda, I think Brenda talked about that. There weren't as many people as we wanted, but then we're going to do it again and we're going to do it again. And that's what, you know, we're asking at National, we're going to do the same thing. And hopefully the third or fourth year, it'll become a mainstay in what we're doing. And so we're excited about that.
Yeah. Our event is actually sold out now. Is
it now?
Yeah. But you're exactly right. I mean, our first year, there was a good group, but you wanted to build it. Here, our second year, it's sold out. And that's the same goal for National. I mean, start it, grow it, and hopefully for the same results.
It'd be amazing how many, if that was in North Carolina, how many people would be there. But anyway, she asked, if you don't know, Laura says, which state's the biggest? Which has the most members? We're going to hear that all year, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Consistency. I love it.
Consistency. Consistency. You're going to have somebody else do that, aren't you? You're going to say, yeah, that's great. Yeah. We're going to have like four people going in, which is I can deal with it. Okay, guys, do y'all have anything else? I mean, what did we miss?
I think the only thing we missed, Laura, I think you'll agree 100%. Joel, you've done a great job on these podcasts on PHCC Rocks. You kind of took this under your wing and ran with it. And I did watch them.
I will tell you, I did not watch them. I couldn't do it.
You didn't watch one?
No.
You will watch this one, though. I'm sure you will.
Sure, yeah, I'm going to watch this one.
But I just want to say thank you. I mean, it shows your dedication, and we sure appreciate what you've done. And again, I also want to thank you for being a good friend, helping me through and worrying about me as vice president and then president-elect and going in as president. I really appreciate that. Everybody from PHCC.
Well, thank you so much. I am more excited about being president now than I was when I got started, and it's been a great year, and thank you. But the people, I mean, you know, it has boosted me up all year, and it's been fun. I've had a ball with it, and got lucky coming out of COVID, but had some great things happen with people. So, and thank you so much, man. Your friendship and is helping just, you know, live a better life, like we talked about earlier. And I'll be praying for you, Laura.
Thank you. Well, Joel, I wanted to say a big thank you too. I love your leadership style. I love you're not afraid to step into something. You've got a sense of humor that disarms people and sets the stage for real discussion. You keep meetings moving, which
I talked about that. Move along. Let's go. That's funny. Well, thank you so much. Listen, guys. Yeah, listen. That is big. You guys honor me with that kind of comment. Thank you. And I can't wait for next year. I can't wait to sit over in the corner and go, you know, and just. I can't wait for the first meeting when I'm not in charge. That'd be awesome. But guys, listen, thank you so much. I do like to, it's been fun. And you know, for all the members, if you do not know these two, go up to them and introduce yourself at Connect and take time. They're going to be two of the most approachable people we've ever had in leadership at PHCC, and they care. And so please, doesn't matter what the topic is, go up and introduce yourself, and they'll take the time to talk to you and then and try to make your world better, and because that's what they do. Anything else?
No, just PHCC rocks.
Yes, it does. Well, guys, we really appreciate you being on today from Beech Grove and South Bend, Indiana, in the great state of Indiana, and we're really excited about the coming year and look forward to seeing all the success and watching you guys win and helping PHCC rock into the future. So, guys, I'm Joel Long. It's been a great podcast. It's been a great year of podcast, and this is the last one, and we'll see you in a couple weeks in Charlotte, North Carolina, October 5th, 6th, and 7th at Connect. And please keep supporting Dave and Laura and all of PHCC in the coming year. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, hey.